Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Question for you. Where's the best place to get the greatest deals on thousands of items and have them delivered to your door? One answer, Amazon, and you get there through our Amazon portal. Orly here to remind you to do all your Amazon shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or shop the Amazon button on our Facebook cover photo. If you're listening to this on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app, on the About tab, there's an Amazon icon right there. Shop now, shop often, shop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com, the number one way we power this show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, Lady K can go ahead and settle down. We're on the air now.
We are here. Yes.
Boys, I am a little chippy today.
A little nippy?
Chippy.
Oh.
I have had myself another bit of a week. I am tired. I ain't even going to lie to you. I am tired. I am sensitive. I am having a full Aries moment.
Oh. So sensitive. Do we need to be careful what we say? We don't want to make you cry on the show.
Well, no. I'm not cryogram wagon Chippy. I'm ready to fight Chippy.
All right. So there may be a fight before the end of the show.
Maybe.
Fist fight. Physical.
And long as the microphones are on, it'll be great because, you know, a good fight is good radio. But that's not what we're here for, Orly.
No fighting.
We're here to piss off all the potheads, unfortunately.
They're too mellow to piss off, though.
Well, oh, dude, what is Corey about to say, man?
They're going to be like, oh, I'm so mad, but you know what? I'm still going to hug Corey.
Dude, I'm so mad, but peace and love, bro.
Man, I want some chicken,
man. Well, news broke today, unfortunately, for our pot-smoking, brownie-eating, butter-melting friends across the valley. Because, you know, lots of potheads listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I think they confuse pothead with podcast, but that's okay. Because you can get all your pot paraphernalia on a couple of our sponsors. Anyway, news broke today. Lip on iPad that marijuana to remain illegal under federal law.
So there's not even like a vote for it? Like,
nope.
To the people?
Nope. Even the news broke today on USA Today, and I found this very interesting because it completely contradicts something very big. Marijuana advocates who hope the cascade of states moving to legalize medical marijuana would soften the federal stance on the drug face disappointment today as the Drug Enforcement Administration, also known as the DEA, announced it would keep marijuana illegal for any purpose.
That's in Arizona.
It's countrywide.
Oh. So what happens to the states that already voted it?
That's the interesting question, because states have voted that it's legal both medically and recreationally.
Colorado, right?
Colorado is one. And this is why I don't understand. The financial implications alone are great. Did you see what happened to Colorado's economy when they made it legal?
They've made a lot of money, yeah. I heard.
An ass load of money.
Have they had any problems though?
No. What I have always said this on the show. What do pot smokers do?
Eat a lot.
They eat, but yet they never gain any weight, therefore making them my top people that I hate. Because I hate when people eat, like Lip, and they never gain any weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the most that a pot smoker is going to do is they're going to sit on their couch, they're going to play video games, and they're going to go to Jack in the Box and buy 99-cent tacos.
Or the Munchie Box.
Oh, yeah, that's why Jack in the Box has the Munchie Box, because they're open 24 hours everywhere, and people that get high like to go.
But they don't have it 24 hours.
That's true. But the state, this is the reason why the federal government is stating that this will stay a Schedule 1 substance, because the Food and Drug Administration finds no medical use for the drug. What? Does it not have an effect on glaucoma or pain?
Cataracts.
Not crack, marijuana. But does it has some type of, there is proof out there. But here's where it gets a little hinky in this article. It says, in researching its conclusion, the DEA said a Health and Human Services evaluation shows marijuana has no, in quotations, currently accepted medical use. So that does that not say that they have something possibly?
Maybe.
Some possible proof?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I was just reading a story the other day about, I guess some kid had some disease and marijuana would help the disease a lot. And there was like a big controversy over it because some people were like, why would you give that to your kid? Blah, blah, blah. But
with the pain. And there was also that story of that guy that actually gave his infant child marijuana because the baby was in pain from Crohn's disease or something. And that made national news. Mm. Dude was brought up on child abuse charges for it. There is now, I've always been an advocate for marijuana because I don't know when the last time someone who smoked marijuana went out, drove and killed someone in a car, went out and committed some type of murder, went out and robbed some type of place, went out and created some type of terroristic act. They don't. They don't want to move. Yeah. It's an effort just to go to Jack in the Box and get tacos.
If anything, it makes them more paranoid, right? Because when I watch cops a lot.
Yeah.
So they're more paranoid. And if you're more paranoid, you're not going to do anything because you're going to be worried you're going to get caught.
Right. And where do people want to smoke? They want to smoke in their house. They want to chill in their house. And you can smoke in your house because marijuana smoke doesn't penetrate your house like a cigarette smoke does. And I don't know that by personal experience, Lip.
I don't think so.
I've always said that Lip would be a really cool pothead. He won't do it, though.
My, I used to be a pothead.
My uncle that listens to the show one day says, man, that guy Lip, is he a big-time stoner? I said, no, he
Dude,
just seems high.
I told you, Lip, you should be a stoner, man. You would be so cool as a stoner. That's what this show is missing. We're missing a stoner, and we're missing a gay guy.
Well, we had
one, and he was both.
He totally was. That worked out great, didn't it?
Yeah.
But our Ustream looks good, and our graphics look amazing.
Yes.
And I look skinny in all my pictures.
I look dark.
So there is some type of benefit from that. But Lip, you need to become a stoner, but you can't because then
upsets my stomach. That's why.
It upsets your stomach.
Yeah.
Pot has no effect on your tummy, bro.
Oh, it's my head that then affects my stomach.
So which one is it, your head or is it your stomach?
Well, when it affects my head, it causes my stomach to be nasty. If you understand what I'm trying to say.
It messes with his head, which causes his stomach
to turn,
turn nasty.
So I start barfing everywhere, like exorcist barfing.
Projectile vomit?
Yeah.
Well, way to take the fun out of it, Lip. Good Lord.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Well, I'm here in the heart of Sochi's Olympic Village, where top-tier athletes from around the world will spend the next 2 weeks sleeping, eating, training, f***ing each other, hanging out, relaxing, and f***ing. Let's go check it out.
This is where we live, train, everything during the Olympics.
Yeah, not too much to complain about, huh?
Which is great, because I'm constantly having sex in there.
The Village is a temporary home to the world's most physically impressive athletic men and women who've worked their entire lives to get here. So it was important for the Olympic Committee to give them a comfortable, state-of-the-art area to f*** each other's brains out while they're not competing.
We have a pool where they can have a sex, a theater where they can have a sex, a restaurant where they can have a sex. All these athletes are hot, horny, ready to go. Mm-hmm. They deserve the best.
I was in Vancouver in 2010 where I got by this French speed skater. I have to say, these facilities are even better, and I'm going to try to a Japanese guy.
You spared no expense.
These athletes deserve the best. They sacrifice so much for their countries. They deserve to be able to until they can't take it anymore.
And these facilities won't go to waste, as President Putin has promised that once the Olympics are over, they'll be converted to a resort where Russian businessmen can come to f*** their prostitutes.
Broadcasting live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Hunched down in the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and our official Fat Guy Radio Show app, available in the iTunes store. And of course, always on fatguyradioshow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And boys, we've got some breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Oh, yeah?
Will you boys please pay attention?
I am. I'm taking notes.
That's not paying attention.
Oh, okay.
We have breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
What do we got? Or what lady, broke?
We are welcoming a new sponsor to Fat Guy Radio Show.
I was waiting for the breaking news.
Sounder. Yeah, I didn't get to that.
Oh, okay.
Target.
Target what? What's Target? What kind of Target?
Target is here. Today's show is brought to you by a new sponsor, and it's huge. We're talking about Target. Target, where you expect more and pay less. Everyone knows the big red Target. Well, now when you think Target, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Target for all those great savings. It's back to school season right now, to school and beyond at Target.com. Save up to 30% on back to school clothes. Receive a $5 gift card when you purchase $30 or more on school supplies and backpacks. Want more ways to save? Sign up today for the Target Red Card. Save 5% today and every day shopping with your Target Red Card. And shipping is always free. My little sister, Tiffany Blaze, She lives at Target. I've always told her, if an archer ever walked by her front door, she better duck with all those targets in her room. Fat Guy Radio Show welcomes Target to the show, another proud sponsor. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, and we welcome them. Woohoo! Thank you, Lady K. Yes, Target. And you're asking yourself, how does a little fight ticky show like ours get Target?
What little show?
Exactly.
I see a big show.
It's huge. It's because Target is recognized that we have a very active listener base.
We do. I think we need to upgrade or update the downloads.
We do. That's been a while.
We've been stuck at that number for a while.
Yeah, we do need to update that. I'm sure if we're over 500,000, I'm going to go ahead and do a whole show shirtless.
I hope we're at 499,000.
Oh, as a request off the Twitter, Corey, we need more cleavage. There you go.
Uh-oh.
A little bit more fat boy cleavage for you. But yes, we welcome Target. I'm excited about Target. Target is one store. When I do go to a brick and mortar store, Target is one that I frequent. It's one right up the street. Even if you go, and Orly, we were talking about this before the show, even if you like shop at Target through our site, and you have the option on utilizing the pickup at store feature as well.
Yeah, that's cool, because I know, for instance, when we had a baby, when my daughter was born, people, like, they lived in a different state and they wanted to send gifts, but it's like kind of like, you know, the shipping and buy. If you're like me, dude, I'm the worst at sending stuff out. So like I'll put a stamp on something and I still won't, like, I have my buddy's birthday gift from June and it's still just sitting on my desk.
Dude, I don't even know what a stamp looks like. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time I utilized a stamp. The only way things get shipped because I have that same struggle. The only way things are being shipped out for me is if I literally take whatever I'm shipping to the post office, stand in line and have them print out the postage and then take the package right then and there.
Yeah.
If it has to deal with me picking up a stamp, bringing the stamp home, putting it on the package and then putting it in the mailbox or taking it to the post office, it will never happen.
Yeah, but so anyways, they can order something there online and send it to the store over here, which is kind of cool.
It's really cool. And also, we encourage people to register. Baby registry, school registry is there. That red card is amazing. Some great deals that happen when you use the Target red card. And that's a department store credit card. And the credit requirements to get this card is not as difficult as you think. Give it a try. And when you do it through fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And when you go through that, when you type that into your browser, whether it be on your phone, it works on mobile, takes you right to the mobile Target page. You can also utilize the Target app if you have it. Once you search for it in your browser, it's so easy. It's so seamless. And your boys here at Fat Guy Radio Show,
yeah,
we get a little love. Woo. Get a little bit of love. And they let me use my mug on the advertisements on our website.
Nice.
That's a plus. Well, 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 welcome to the show. Well, well, we have another show, and thank you so much for Target being here. All right, boys, dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice.
One, do you want to hear about the fallout from the dead cat? Two, do you want to hear about the world that the world of the home improver? Or three, the diversion we wanted last week happened, and it's way further than what we expected.
Cat talk.
Cat talk. Somebody is on some Lady K says on the Twitter that she can't hear Orly.
She can't. Why not? I'm talking pretty loud.
Yeah, you are. Lady K, I think that's just the compressor that might be. Turn your computer up. Damn it.
Turn up your hearing aid.
Turn up your hearing aid.
Turn it up.
He's registering very loud on the on our end. So, all right, no action on your part. All right, fallout from the cat. I've said that I've had myself a week. I'm feeling a little chippy today. As you can see, when you guys weren't paying attention, I immediately went, you know, a nuclear meltdown. It just takes anything at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's encumbered by the fact that my neighbor, my dear sweet neighbor, who my little brother wants to do bad things to her good spots, says that she thinks I killed the cat.
Another one or the same one?
The same one that I talked about, that Flory Clay's allegedly experienced. She thinks I killed the cat. So,
wow.
I know, now, number one, it's very well documented on this show. Hello, listener Gail. I haven't said that in a while.
Is she still listening?
I think every once in a while. We know for a fact that, I've said it on the show, that my neighbors feed these stray cats, and then they, then the cats come and poop on my property.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kill them.
Well, if I catch him, I shoot him. You're absolutely right. If I catch the cat pooping on my property, there is a good chance that if I am near a firearm, I'm going to shoot it. And I'm not saying an actual firearm. I'm talking about a pellet gun.
Okay.
You know? I'm firing a shot off, okay? Because a cat will learn. They're not dumb animals. They're smart. They will eventually learn that when I go over here, when that big dark thing comes out of that door, I'm going to have a round silver ball up my ass. Because cat poop is worse than dog poop.
And cat piss. Stinks.
Cat piss is the worst.
Yes.
And now that I've got a new air conditioning unit that has changed my life, I have now had dinner guests over. I have cooked. I have posted perfect pictures up on Twitter.
Nice. And it's summer.
That was a punch at Orly. And it's summer. I posted a picture.
And the house is ablazing.
And the house is the house is great. It's I posted a picture of the hot wings that I made from a Guy Fieri recipe. You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for just looking at it and loving it. Orly wanted to throw shade.
Let me ask. Well, let me cover myself.
Yeah.
I seen them and I got hungry, so I decided I wanted to eat something. So my hands are greasy and I couldn't poke.
That's okay. You at least didn't talk S.
I was interacting with you.
Oh, that was interaction? Orly's like, hey, fat boy, you always give me a hard time about taking selfies. Now, oh, you just, you use 20 minutes to take the perfect food picture. And I did. I had a lighting crew come in. I hired a
production.
I sent the picture over to Anthony and had him edit it down to make sure that everything was glistening perfectly. I LOL'd. It was funny. And then it got me an opportunity to tag back in Michael Mejia, who we've had on the show, who's become a very close personal friend of mine.
He liked it. I noticed he liked it.
He did like it. He's a good friend of mine now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be bumping uglies by the end of the summer. But anyway, so
back to the cat killings.
I went to my neighbor out of courtesy because I believed it was one of her cats. I believe I have seen that cat. It was the only orange cat in the neighborhood. I believe I have seen that orange cat on her property. So I was doing the neighborly thing by just saying, hey, Linda, I found this cat on the property and it was expired, to use a medical term. And she was like, oh, okay, well, what'd you do? I'm like, well, you know, I did what you called the city. City came, take it, blah, blah, blah. She walked away. It was all great. The next day, she catches me pulling into my garage and checking my mail. And she comes up to me and she says, I can't believe you killed my cat. I said, I didn't kill anything. She says, you are always threatening to kill it. I says, no, number one. And then what I'm trying to do is that at the time I'm trying to quench her. I'm trying to calm her down a little bit. So my voice is lowered and everything. But she just kept poking the bear. She just kept blaming the fact that the cat's death was my fault.
Are you known to her other cats in the neighborhood?
I may or may not have gone out in my yard while I'm cleaning up cat poop and yelled out that if your cat is caught pooping on my yard, I will shoot it. I may or may not have done that.
So everybody knows you as the bad...
I'm the bad guy in the neighborhood.
You're going to be known as the pussy slayer.
Oh.
That's legal to say, right? Because I'm speaking of cats.
We're speaking of cats. We are definitely. I am. I want to say it again, but we're gonna probably that we'll probably have to dump it. But yeah, but I have yelled out of anger because I hate having to pick up poop, and in the winter especially, because in the winter I spend probably about $500 to have my front yard and backyard seeded for winter grass, because that's when I want to be outside. I want my yards. I said it last week. My house looks like it's abandoned right now because I don't give a rat's ass what's happening to my yard. Weeds are just having a field day out there. The backyard, there's probably a dead body back there. I would never know. And I'll figure that out in the fall. But for right now, it's too hot. I'm letting nature take its course. It's natural. It's happened. That's how it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cats are evil. I'm with you, though. You always see a little footprints on your car.
Yes.
Or across the top of the car, the windows. And I used to work at a retail store I will not name, but cats would run in, and then we couldn't find them.
Oh, wow.
And then you would smell the horrible pee smell.
It's the worst smell on the planet.
They would have kittens, so there was like a whole litter of animals out there.
Yes, and this is where this orange cat came from. One of the cats on Linda's property had a litter. That's where this orange cat came from. I came out there one day and there was two of them at one point. And then one day I saw five. And then the next day there were eight of them, some bitches bouncing around out there. You know how juvenile cats bounce when they be going around. And I'm happy. You know what I mean? And of course, I was just waiting. I was standing in my door with my pellet gun on my side, cocked, ready to load. I'm like, soon as one of you little cats bounce over on this property, it's go time. None of them bounced over there, but still, I digress. I did not kill the cat. The cat died from whatever. It's hot. It's 138 degrees outside. She puts one little bucket of water out there, or one little like kitchen bowl of water outside for eight of these cats to drink from.
And if it's hot outside, I'm sure the water's hot.
Right. And if I would have killed the cat, why would I have even gone to her and said something?
Exactly. I think I know what happened.
What happened?
They're putting this little bowl, and you have all these ghetto crazy cats coming out. Not that you live in a ghetto, but I'm saying they're fighting for life, and I bet you one of them just stabbed the other one.
One of them just shanked
him. Got him, yeah.
He got shanked, you know. Well, there was no blood. The cat wasn't, the cat carcass wasn't mangled in any way. There was no blood. There wasn't like any fight. There wasn't any looks of disturbance on the cat carcass. None of that. But she thought that I had killed it. So she literally just came at me with the guns a-blazing, bro.
Was the cat fluffy?
No.
Like not anymore.
Thin hair?
Not anymore. It was a juvenile cat. It couldn't have been no more than probably a month old.
Really?
Yeah. It was still a baby. So, and you know what? When you have litters, that's what happens to litters. And the fact that
might have been their runt.
But the cat, it was orange and all the other cats are black. So, you know, if this was a proper society, all the black ones would have been. I'm sorry. All the black ones would have been dead. But the orange one is the only one. And here's the signal that orange cat knew it was going to die. It separated itself from the litter. That's what animals do. When animals are ready to die, they separate themselves. They go off a place where they are not known to go, and they die. Is that not true, Lip? You've experienced that with some of your dogs.
Yes.
So they do that. So because the cat was separated, it separated itself onto my property and it expired. So Linda's just coming at me.
Maybe the cat knew you hated the cats and it committed suicide on your property, trying to set you up.
I'm okay with that. You know, that's one less cat, quite honestly. Yeah. I'm sorry, cat lovers, but it's one less cat.
People need to make sure they spayed and neuter their cats.
They really do. Bob Barker. Yeah. Mm. So she's coming at me. She's like, you killed the cat. There's no way. It wouldn't have died. Why would it have died? And why didn't you call me when I'm like, Linda, I did not know that this was your cat. Or how would I have been able to tell? It didn't have any tags on it. It didn't have any license on it. She's like, we're supposed to be neighbors. We've been neighbors for years. And she starts getting excited, which unfortunately, which I don't normally do with women, but now I turn into full man. My Negro falls out.
Uh-oh. Is that a light switch?
No, not that.
Oh.
That was great, Lip. No, my Negro comes out. And I look at her and I says, Linda, with all little respect, I have dealt with you adopting these stray ass cats for years. And yes, I shoot at them when they're on my property. I got the mother effing legal right to shoot anything that's on my property. That's the law. Look it up if you don't believe it. And if I did kill your cat, you think I would have the audacity and the balls to just come and look at you in your eye with a face of compassion and tell you that this cat was dead? And would I call the city to come and pick the cat up if I killed it? The city would have been the first. That would have been the first thing they would have asked. They would have said, why is there a hole in the side of this cat?
That's like murdering somebody and calling the police. There's a dead body.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, so now she's starting to get a little emotional. She's starting to get a little emotional. And I start to, I'm like, you're attacking me because you're processing the fact that you lost a cat. I said, if you truly, and this is where I probably went too far. I said, if you truly, truly were a cat lover and you truly cared about these cats, they wouldn't be running around outside. They'd have license and tags on them. They'd have their shots. But no, just because you put a couple of freaking nasty ass bowls outside of your house with some $2 cat food in it and some Avion water, you think that's taking care of cats? It's not.
She should be held responsible. That's like adopting kids and then just letting them roam free.
Exactly.
You should call CPS. Cat Protective Service.
Cat Protective Service. So now I'm pissed. So now I'm getting mad at this. Because she's attacking me and accusing me of doing this. So she starts, we said a whole lot more. She starts throwing up her hands and filling her hands around and all this. I was so hurt by this because me and Linda are close. She got a spare key to the house. I got to get that back.
Oh, yeah, you better watch out. She might be coming for you now.
She might come up in the house and like, oh, that's from a cat. You know what I'm saying? But she's blaming me now.
Or changing
lives. I feel tension.
There is some extreme tension, and it's not fair because I ain't done a damn thing to her cats. If anything, the number one, the bullets won't kill them. The pellets aren't, the pellet gun isn't strong enough to kill them. Now, I do have one that would kill them, but then I have to deal with what I'm going to do with the carcass, and I may or may not have talked to Flory Clays, and he may or may not have suggested that I just walk the cat up to the desert area where the coyotes run and just dump it there, and then the coyote would have it for dinner. Flory Clays may or may not have suggested that to me.
Mm-hmm. Coyote treats.
It's a coyote treat because there are coyotes in the area, but she adopts these cats. And here's the thing. She's got one that she keeps in the house. She's got a dog that she keeps in the house. And the rest of them, when you put food out for a stray cat, you know what those cats do?
What?
They go out and tell all their cat homies, hey, there's food and water over here. Come join the party. It's a party now.
So she's the one causing the problem.
So she's pissed off at me.
She's bringing the neighborhood down.
She literally is the property value. I'm putting on new air conditioning units. I'm helping the property value. She's fighting the system.
You should start like a neighborhood, not neighborhood watch, but like a neighborhood group against her.
Yeah, we should just walk around and just shoot cats at random. Here's the thing. I shoot them. Yes, I do.
You put a little dent in them.
But I don't shoot the ones that have tags and licenses on them. If they're tagged and licensed, they're probably just a lost animal.
So you just shoot the undocumented ones?
I
know who you're voting for. You're a Trump supporter.
I couldn't get to it quick enough. Your ass, I only shoot the undocumented cats. It's not my fault. Honestly, folks, as God is my witness, I did not kill this cat. This cat was dying when I went to work that morning, and it was dead when I got home, and I did right by it. I could have thrown it to the coyotes and let them have their way with it, but no. I let the city come and take care of it.
You're a good man.
I am a good man. Not according to Linda. She hates it. She hates me.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right, let's take a quick break right here on the other side of this break. Orly's favorite fast food has done it again. Burger King on the other side of this break. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Put me in my place, and there is no time like a present. Drink these drained seconds. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Cigs. Hello from Halo, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids in flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cigarette company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. I made the switch and I couldn't have been happier. I make the switch and there are people that come around my job and they just came in from the smoking area, even though they can't smoke anywhere on earth, and they just smell like trains. It is such a nasty smell. Once you stop using traditional tobacco products, your senses are in heightened, and you don't have to worry about your senses being dulled with Halo 6 because there's no odor, there's no smell. It's perfect, but yet you still feel satisfied because the body doesn't crave the tobacco. The body and the mind has the craving and addiction to the nicotine contained within the tobacco. It's all that other crap that's in tobacco that's bad for you. But nicotine is actually a natural, but I won't get into all of that because it's not pot. Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors is where you'll find the Halo Cigs banner. Now, coming up next week, Orly,
yep,
you and I are going to figure out some way to give away this beautiful G6 starter kit. It's still in the cellophane. Halo Cigs sent this to us. We're going to come up with some way, some little competition or something. Orly is the king of competition and the king of giveaways. We're going to find some way to give this away. I have it right here. You will get this G6. And what this is the new G6 that actually looks like a cigarette. And it comes in this adorable case. I can open this, the plastic up, but I can't open up the case because it's something that you put in your mouth. So it is definitely safety sealed. So you'll know that it is brand new. But we're going to find some way to actually give this Halo 6 G6 starter kit out to someone. And guess what? It's pre-filled with my favorite Sub-Zero e-liquid. So now you will be able to experience exactly what I experience when I vape.
That's a fancy case.
It is a beautiful
little
case.
It's like a
little
wallet case.
It does. It's like a hard shell case, and it definitely will hold up to being in your pocket, so you don't have to worry. What's worse, man, than when you're smoking and you got a soft pack of cigarettes in your pocket or in your purse and they get squished and you want one and you go to it and it's broken in half? Ain't nothing worse than a broken cigarette.
Then you got
to
smoke it like a joint.
That's why you got to go old school and like just roll it in your sleeve.
Roll it up in your sleeve. Well, you can roll this up in your sleeve, too. It might fall out because it's got a little bit of weight to it, but that's only because, you know what, when it comes to quality, it's got a little weight on it. Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. Well, Orly.
Yep.
So that means you have a lot of quality.
I do. Thank you, Lip.
Lip made a funny.
Lip made two funnies. Well, our voiceover guy, Doug Engel, hipped me to this. Burger King does it again.
BK
does it again. And soon as Doug Engel posted it to our Facebook page, Orly sends me a text message and says, I can't remember exactly what you said, but it was hilarious. I laughed like, here we go again. And then we shared it to our Facebook page with a title that says, sometimes the show just writes itself.
Yeah.
Have we not told Burger King to just stop it?
I'm going
to
go try it tomorrow.
I remember I made a joke the very first thing they did that was kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I feel like they have a stoner making their menu, because it's always something random. Yes. And it was like one thing, and then it was two things. Like, I mean, what are some of the things? Wasn't there like a sriracha bun?
Yeah, there was.
There was the black bun.
Mm-hmm. That gave everybody the trots. Yeah, or was, green trots.
There was the, they did another like egg burrito, I think, some big breakfast burrito. There was the mac and cheese bite things, the chicken fries, the hot dogs.
I actually heard good things about the mac and cheese bites, believe it or not.
Were they good?
I don't know. I didn't
try. I think they were like Cheeto mozzarella sticks or something like that.
Cheeto mozzarella sticks, and they were Cheeto crusted. I don't know. It was weird. What else? What else did they come up with, really?
There was the there was the chicken fries, which those I think have lasted. What else? They've did a ton of things.
The chicken fries is definitely
the hot dogs, which we tasted in here.
Whoa. Okay. My argument, and what we're talking about, if you've been living under a rock, Burger King's newest creation, and I love the headline with the word creation. Newest creation. The Whopperito.
Whopperito.
It is a Whopper burrito.
Mm-hmm.
So like a wrap. McDonald's has did it already because they did the Mac wrap.
Yeah, but their wraps had more options and it wasn't as gimmicky. It just seems like, I know it, and I get tweets from people, you guys are always bashing Burger King. Burger King has some good qualities. Yeah, they do. They are known for the Whopper, even though the Whopper is about the size of a silver quarter now.
Yeah.
Or about actually the exact same size as the Big Mac. It's not
We still haven't done that, but.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to do that comparison, weren't we?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lit, for producing the show. So the Whopperito comes out, and our friends over at Fox 10 shared it.
Mm-hmm.
Our dear friends over at ABC 15 shared it. And by the way, I say that in jest. Somebody that actually works at ABC 15 is like, we've never heard of you before. I'm like, thank you very much, you a-hole.
I love them. I that's all the people. When I tweet some of the news people, I tweet Stephanie Hockridge.
Yes. Yes.
Iris, her, I don't know, she's a weather lady.
Iris, Harafer-Froffer.
Amber Solins, the other weather lady.
I only watch ABC 15 most of the time because they do rapid fire news.
Yeah, I like that.
Their weather girls are a little annoying. Oh, coming up on the other side, it seems like the monsoon is going to be coming in the production. I have a need to help. I hit the jazzapa. The weather girls get a little annoying sometimes, and for the love of Jesus, please eat a Whopperino. They're so small.
Yeah,
the weather girls are, the
Whopperito.
What is Whopperito? Whatever. Maybe that's the next thing that Burger King should. But Burger King has done it again, where they're now taking their Whopper and putting it in burrito style.
That I don't know if that sounds good or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other things they've did. I'm still back to that, but they did a buttery. Was that not them?
That's Jack in the Box.
Oh. Yeah, that was Jack in the Box, and that was disgusting.
Well, the thing that bugs me about the Burger King things is like, okay, if you're going to try something new, maybe leave it around, but I feel like they try something, it doesn't work, they get rid of it.
And then they dump it.
New, and then it's like...
They never let it sit in. So that, to me, right there, says gimmicky. That's like, we're just throwing stuff at the wall. They've got the BDB Radio Network approach. Just throw something at the wall until it sticks.
Yep.
Yeah. Our wall is full of stuff.
It doesn't. I know. And nothing is sticking. And we just keep throwing stuff up there and it's just knocking other stuff off. This number one looks disgusting. The pictures is not appealing to me. And I don't know what that sauce is that they're planning on drudging that burrito in. And here's the thing. They put out this beautifully edited graphic design picture. Mm-hmm. And I said it once. I'll say it again. And I'll say it 1,000 times. Never believe a picture.
Exactly. Because they literally lay it like perfect and then they take a shot of it and that's not how they...
In school, I've taken food photography. None of the food is actually cooked.
If they made it the way the commercial looks, it would take 45 minutes to get your cheeseburger.
Probably so. But you know what? That's guilty of all fast food.
Yeah.
That's really guilty. I mean, all fast food. But this just blew my mind when I saw this because Burger King does it again. They just can't get out of their own way. They are doing everything except what they need to do. Reinvent the Whopper. Drop it back down to $1. Make it cartoon size again.
Yeah.
And get these franchisers under control.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. They don't. They're chasing their own tail while McDonald's and Sonic and In-N-Out Burger are just laughing their way to the bank.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
They I could see like expanding the menu every once in a while, but for the most part, look at In-N-Out. Like you said, you brought up In-N-Out. They have a double double, a cheeseburger, a hamburger,
the most
shakes
standardest
and fries.
Menu ever.
And they're the line's always like 15 cars in line to get something.
Yeah,
and that's just a drive thru.
Yeah,
literally. You can't get In-N-Out of Burger whatsoever. It's impossible. What did I say?
You can't get In-N-Out of Burger.
I'm so fat. I can't get In-N-Out of a burger. What? That's not right. I apologize. In-N-Out Burger, most simplistic menu because they got the secret menu.
Yeah.
What is Burger King gonna come up with next?
I have no.
And it's not
idea.
Even. That's another thing. It's not even like the new triple cheeseburger. It's something like so weird. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's so off the wall. It's
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
The Whopperito. let me see. Let me think. Let's give Burger King some ideas. Maybe they should come up with the Whopper Churro.
The Whopper Churro.
They should make a Whopper into a churro.
That like deep fry it?
Yeah. Deep fry a long, thin, hollowed out meat tube. Drenched.
How about the Asian Whopper?
The Asian Whopper.
And the slogan could be it's cat-tastic.
That's really messed up. He said the Asian Whopper. I can't get to it fast enough. If they did, what was the Whopper again, Orly?
The Asian Whopper.
What if they did like what if they did like the Black Whopper?
They did a Black Whopper.
No,
is that like, what that was?
No, like, no, that was a black bun. But if they did like a Black Whopper,
like the African American Whopper,
yeah, like an African American Whopper,
and they shoot it with something.
Every time they sell it to a white cop, they shoot it. I'm sorry. Please send your complaints to Little Fella Radio.
How about the Healthy Whopper? You order it and you get nothing because there's no such thing.
Healthy Whopper comes with a free empty bag.
Yeah, lettuce.
What is another stupid thing that they could come up with? The Whopper iPhone app. Where the app just opens, where you open the app up and all it is a picture of a Whopper and you don't actually ever get a Whopper.
That would be good for vegetarians. Like
yeah. Absolutely. Vegetarians. Orly in his vegetarian state.
You're still going with that, huh?
Yep. Going strong.
The Whopper Fry.
The Whopper Fry. What would
Whopper
that be?
Fry. They take a Whopper and they cut it into slivers and they put a batter over it and they deep fry it.
That actually sounds kind of good.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That might turn me.
I tripped on something off the Twitter. Lady K says the ghetto Whopper. It comes with its own kit.
Oh, man.
And a Wix sign-up application.
And no dad.
No dad. Come on, Burger King. Get a hold of yourself, man. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's bad enough that you got Burger King doing what they're doing. But on the other side of it, you've got parents complaining about how the kids at school are adjusting the school menus. Have you seen
like the lunch menu?
Yeah, like the lunch menu. There was an article that broke out that schools for the USDA has rules that eliminate junk food from school menus,
like pizza.
Yeah, I guess, man. That would consider pizza.
I used to have good. My school had like pizza. We had like cheeseburgers.
Dude, we had
nuggets.
We had a Pizza Hut on our campus at high school.
What?
South Mountain High, we had a Pizza Hut. We had a Subway. No, not a Subway, a Blimpies on our campus.
Yeah, high schools are usually a little different. I know elementary schools, most kids eat the meals, you know?
Yeah, so the article came out a few weeks ago. The USDA will announce rules that require schools to get rid of unhealthy snacks and eliminate school exposure to junk food.
See, these are those. See, I feed my kids healthy, but I would never go complain to the school and be like, "You need it." You know what I mean? I feel like this is those complaining parents that should just send their kid with a pack lunch. If you're gonna complain, send a lunch.
Right. If you want your kids to have some type of nutritional value, number one, don't expect free lunch. Send your kid with a snack pack or send your kid with some type of packs. The article says snacks can't have too many calories or too much sodium, fat, or sugar, according to the guidelines from schools. Foods that are whole grain rich or mostly made up of fruits or vegetables are emphasized, and schools are recommended to sell only water, low-fat milk, and milk alternatives, or 100% fruit or vegetable juice.
Wow.
Orly, you don't have kids that are in school.
Not yet.
School age yet. I do. AJ, 16, sophomore in high school, and he gets some of the best food he can at school. They have some of the great schools. Now, his school also has a culinary class. So their culinary class actually prepares special food for the students.
Oh, that's cool.
At times. So they have, it's a little bit different. But dude, when I was in school, I remember the fact that, oh yeah, it's pizza day.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Dad, I need $6 to get me a pizza. You go to school, you're not worried about that. You take away the sugar and you take away the fat, the kids are going to fall asleep.
Yeah, even the regular menu. I remember getting a menu, like the calendar for the month or whatever. Yeah. They had I remember the old school way. And like, even like the not like a concession stand, but the regular lunches, they had pizza, they had all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And you always knew like, oh, Friday pizza day it was exciting.
It was exciting. And when you go to school, you don't. Come on, they're kids. They're going to run it off on the playground anyway.
Yeah, it's not what they're feeding at school. It's what those parents are feeding once the kids get home.
Right?
Yeah.
Like here.
That's where the problem comes in. So even if the USDA says that schools have to get rid of all of this good food, and this is all Michelle Obama's fault, by the way. If they have to get rid of all of this good food, when they go home, they're going to get the snacks and cheap crap anyway. The USDA should not be focusing on the schools. The USDA should be over there talking to the Food and Drug Administration because they're the people that are allowing these products to be on the market. And they're making them cheap. You know what? It is always literally about the economic status of a family often dictates how someone eats.
Yeah.
Because if you are a regular average household, you are not going out and putting kale in everything. Kale is a little bit more expensive than that 19-cent head of lettuce. And then that sugary cereal that Kroger brand sugary cereal is a lot less expensive than the Post brand cereal. Yeah. So it has a lot to do with the economic climate of each household.
Yeah.
The more money you have coming into your household, the better you eat. But then you're probably sending your kids to a school that probably has a better lunch menu anyway. But man, chicken nugget day. I love me some chicken nuggets.
Just everybody's chicken nuggets from their plate.
It wasn't even real chicken and it wasn't even real nugget, but I had two or three. I used to trade my fruit cups for someone else's nuggets.
You know what I used to do? I don't know if your schools ever did this, but they would get volunteers to work in the cafeteria, like kindergarten through seventh grade or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And if you did, you got to eat like seconds and thirds, whatever you wanted. And it was like, it was like the best thing ever. You got
pizza
free lunch.
Day, you're like, I want to work on pizza day.
It was like the best, dude. I used to love it. And my neighbor a couple houses down was actually the main lunch lady.
Yeah.
So she would always be like, did you want to work this week? I'm like, yeah. So you get like as many chocolate milks as you wanted, as many plates of food
That's
you wanted.
What's up.
It was awesome.
I used to love to volunteer. I used to volunteer to serve the food in junior high. No. You had to wear gloves and a hairnet. And for the kids in junior high that reached puberty, they had to wear the beard net, the net that goes.
If they have a beard.
If they had a beard, there was one kid that had a beard.
Yeah, there's always a few kids.
Yeah, he had beard and abs in the seventh grade jerk store. I always wanted to work the food drop-off window.
But you drop off your plate?
Yeah.
So you could eat the leftovers that didn't touch
it? No.
Are you going to finish those nuggets?
I see three nuggets on your plate.
Hey, Susie, I see you didn't eat all your nuggets. Don't worry about that. I'll go ahead and take care of that for you right here.
Yeah.
Your pocket's all full. Corey, what's in your pockets?
It's all greasy.
Are those nuggets in your pockets, or are you just happy to see me? Or is science class really exciting? No, because the reason why I wanted to work that trash window is because it had a conveyor belt.
Oh, and you got to throw the trays on there?
The system, if I remember it, one side was a trash can, the other side was a conveyor belt. So the tray would come in, you dump the tray, you take the silverware off if there were hard. No, we didn't have hard silverware in high school. In school, you take the tray, you dump it, and then you put the plastic on the little conveyor belt. I don't know where the conveyor belt went. I never got that far. But you put it on a conveyor belt and it goes away. And I don't know why, but as a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Went to Jose in the back and he washed all the dishes.
It went to Nugget Land.
You ever think about laying on that thing and seeing if it would pull you?
That thing is so slow. and then it just stops. Starts smoking.
What's that smell?
It starts smoking. Man, them nuggets smell like burnt rubber.
Now, you know what they should do, honestly? What they should do, in all seriousness, is have like a nutrition class.
Yeah.
Let everybody know, the students know what's in the meals that they're actually going to serve, mm-hmm. how many calories are in it. And then if you choose to eat it still, you can. If you don't want to, you bring your own lunch.
Kids don't give a rat's ass about what's in their lunch. They just want to eat.
It's the parents.
The parents are the, and it's not even the parents. I don't even want to lump all parents into this argument, because it's not. It's one or two fat yentas that are mad that they've gained 500 pounds after spitting out three kids, and they no longer have that ballerina body. So now they want to make everybody else suffer.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. It ain't got nothing to do with nutrition. It's got some fat bitch wanting to throw her weight around. When she wants to get rid of all that nuggets, knowing damn well as soon as she drops off her eight kids in that large SUV that her husband makes her drive to protect her from her badass driving, she goes right to McDonald's and gets 50 chicken nuggets and then pulls through Burger King and has a Whopperino. That's what it is.
That's it.
That's what it is.
Fatty.
All right. Fatty. Fat ass.
Fatty McCakes.
Fatty McWhopperino. Come on, Orly, you got one. Fatty McFat Sacks. Oh, I got one, Orly. Fatty McFat Tits.
Fatty McFlurry.
Fatty McFlurry. Stay at home, Fatty.
Fatty McStay Home or Fatty McStagnant.
We just lost all our stay-at-home mothers.
Hey,
it's all right, though.
Nah, hey, stay-at-home mothers, you can still keep it tight. We'll be back. Welcome back to the show. Lip, what the hell is happening on the board over there, man? What are you doing, bro?
I don't know. My button came off.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our board falling apart, so you know what that means?
It's old.
That means it's old, and we also need y'all to shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
So perfect. I get some super glue on this mug.
Please send super glue to P.O. Box. No, because last time we did that, people sent us a Canadian penny. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon, and Amazon, the Amazon portal at fatguyradioshow.com is the easiest way to access Amazon while supporting this free show. Check this out, folks. For 5 years, 5 years, Amazon has graciously been a sponsor of this show, because we tell you about shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and you do. So keep doing it. Stay-at-home moms, we just mentioned you. No, even the fat ones. I didn't do that because I knew this was going to be in the script. Stay-at-home moms, business owners, both large and small, administrative assistants, secretaries that order office supplies, our Amazon portal is a seamless way to shop Amazon. Bookmark it and shop now. Shop often and shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And we thank you so very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yay, 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 yay. So, all right. So now all the fat kids are been fat and everything else. It's the segment that we love to do so much. And I'm going to try to get to it earlier.
We offended cat lovers,
mm-hmm.
fat stay-at-home moms.
We're just going to make our way down.
Asian people.
What? What'd Asian you say?
Cat-tastics.
What kind of people?
Asian.
I was just on that bed, so I hit it. Hey, what's a radio? Who wants kissy face radio, man?
Exactly.
Nobody wants kissy face radio. You want kissy face radio? Listen to Full Court Press. They definitely are kissy face radio. Okay. Lit, where do we put the bet?
Five.
I thought it was on three.
I don't know. I haven't seen your board in 5 years.
That's probably why everything is all out of whack. I'm trying to find it, Orly. We'll get to it here.
How about I get to some new listeners real quick?
That's what I was going for.
Oh, I thought you were going to question of the week.
No, but in order for us to do little new listener, we have to have the little bell, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you do that, because I can't find the bell either. I can't find anything now. I'm all confused. So
you're on the wrong iPad.
Am I? Is this a new iPad?
How many iPads we got?
We have
Marty switch with you.
Or did you switch iPads with me?
No.
This is embarrassing. Don't worry about it, folks. We'll fix all this.
That's right. I like that song that's playing anyways.
Oh, it's yeah. It's over.
The Asian song.
Way to fade that out there, Lip. I don't know where it is. I can't find
it. It's right there. It's missing finger of yours.
It's got to be mislabeled, right?
No, I don't know.
There's Bitch of the Year, which we haven't done. There's Trailer Talk. There's I'm So Lonely. Haven't played that in a while. Okay, well, let's do a new listener alert.
All right.
New listener alert.
We got four or five
new
people here.
New listener alert.
We got Zach out in California.
Zach. Oh, by the way, speaking of California, not to interrupt here, California coming strong on the metrics. I was sitting with the B2B Radio Network. We were looking at the metrics. California bumped Arizona listeners in the download numbers.
Wow.
California coming strong.
California
knows how to party. All right, back to the new listener alert.
We got Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
In California.
Teresa or
Teresa?
Teresa, what's up, girl?
I think everybody's in California this week.
No, I'm starting to sense a pattern.
We got Arizona right here. Desiree.
Desiree. What's up, Desiree?
Arizona. And we got Jose.
Jose.
In Arizona.
Jose Jalapeno.
Jose is actually a buddy that didn't even know I did the show.
Way to be a good buddy there, Jose. You need to go to After the Levels and read
the
True Friend test.
He went off all the social medias, and you know once that happens, you don't know anything anymore.
Yeah, but
your
I'm not...
goes to...
I can't be mad at him for that because I want to do the same
thing. He said... This is how... To break it down real quick, he said, you ever listen to podcasts? And I'm like, just my own. And he goes, you do a podcast? And then we went into explaining what it was, and he's going to listen. So, Jose. And then we got Phil...
Phil
and Matt's in California.
Phil from Phil. Groundhog Day. Phil.
Phil and Matt.
Phil and Matt.
Phil and Matt's. I think they're a team.
They're a team.
Yeah.
Dude team.
A dude team.
I love dude team.
Bumping uglies.
Hey, me and Michael Mejia, we're gonna bump uglies too one day.
And that's it for this week's new listeners.
That's it. Well, thank you guys so much for being new listeners.
Well, I'm
we
sure we
appreciate
have more,
it.
But those are the ones that told me that they're gonna.
And as always, like we like to mention, Orly, is that if you're a new listener, you definitely want to reach out to the show or reach out to Orly directly on Facebook, also available on Twitter and Instagram, and let us know that you are listening to the show, that you're a new listener, even if you are an existing listener and you happen to take a couple of friends and you gather them around your computer screen on a Thursday night and you say, hey, check this show out. Hey, let us know. We'll shout you all out. We shouted out a wedding at one point, did we not?
If you just want to feel cool and get a shout.
Yeah.
Is it a shout out or a shout out? I always get confused.
I don't know. We're going to say your name on the microphone.
Yeah.
That's what we'll
shout
say.
Shout out.
I said it on Instagram today. I've been doing the Instagram video things.
Yeah.
And I'll let people know. Message me.
I love
you. We know you're going to listen.
If it's a shout out, don't you have to shout?
Shout. And if it's a shot, you got to shoot it.
Lip, did you really just do that?
Oh, that's shout.
I can't find the bed music, and it was so great last week. I don't know what it's under. I've been looking for it the whole
time. Buttons.
Maybe your neighbor got a hold of your iPad and corrupted it.
I don't take this iPad home.
No.
This iPad stays here.
Maybe you started just mashing some buttons.
There's Trailer Talk, which we're not going to do. And I thought it was on the same pad, the same bed as Trailer Talk. This is what happens. Oh, even though last week when Orly was, when Orly's wife was telling him that his camera shot wasn't right, I totally missed this. I totally missed that. I should have had that. And I got like two tweets from people saying, where was the whip? I don't know where it is, but we're going to do it without the bed music because I just can't find it. I don't know where
day
I...
Four.
Facebook question of the week? Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, we're looking for the Facebook question of the week, and I don't know where the bed is. I looked on 4, I looked on 3, I looked on 5, and I just can't find it, and I'm just searching it at this point. So we're just going to use this one right now to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment that everyone loves so much. It's the Facebook question of the week.
Yeah.
There it is. This week's question. So on Twitter the other day, they had a hashtag quit your job in 5 words. Somebody started and it like blew up.
Oh.
Like it just went crazy overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd make it easy this week and ask people basically if you had to quit your job in 5 words, what would they be? Or what would be the last 5 words you would say as walking out of your job.
So what would you say if you quit your job?
Yep.
Okay.
And what basically was, in five words. Yeah, if it was more words, oh well.
Okay.
We're not picky. Yeah. So we had Jimmy. Jimmy said, he was simple. Jimmy said, thank you. Have a nice day.
Jimmy. That's five words.
That's five words. And I said, I'm picturing you flipping the bird as you walk out. Angelina said, F this effing place, man. So that's five words.
F this effing place.
Man.
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 Man. Jeff said, as he's walking out, he would say, I'm going to sue your butt. We'll say butt.
Yeah.
And then he said, in the process of a pending lawsuit. So I take it he's already said that.
Oh, boy.
We got D Morty.
D Morty.
D Morty said, how do you like me now?
That would be his five words out.
That would be their five words.
He must have won the lottery.
Yeah.
Sarah said, do it yourself then. And she also said, that's fraud. Enjoy prison time. So maybe there's something shady going on at her job.
It sounds like something shady.
Karen, good old Karen from Glendale.
Oh, Miss Karen.
One of our favorites said, love you, good Karen. Luck finding shoot suckers. She said that a different S word though.
So she would just hide everything.
Well, I guess they always ask her because she said that. Oh, here we are. People are constantly asking me where to find things. I must have told them like 500 times where the damn post-its are.
Oh.
So basically she says if she walks out, they're not going to be able to find anything.
That would be the best way to get somebody is to just screw them over by just hiding stuff or deleting files.
Yeah.
That
Richard Franco said.
Richard.
I don't know if I could say this word. I'll sub it out for a medical term. He said, my testicles have touched everything.
He said balls.
Yeah, he said balls.
He said, my balls have been on your desk. That smear mark, that's not eraser.
And Chris said, out this biatch. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Oh, Lord. I was waiting for bye, Felicia.
And then, we have a couple more? We had, I told the FBI everything.
Wow.
That has said some, And yes, Lady K, you are absolutely right.
And last one, yeah, I'm stealing office supplies.
Oh, man. What would you say, Lip? Could you come up with five?
Five words if five I was words. To quit the radio show?
No, no, what?
Just quit your job.
Quit your job.
Well, this is technically my job, right?
I said, Corey, I don't need you.
Oh.
And another one I had was, wait, Corey, you can suck it.
Oh, wow. Those are five words I've always wanted to hear. What? I'm sorry. Hello? I apologize for that. Send your complaints to dte@nottextingcoreyback.com.
I would say, eat my dust, chicken.
That's four
eat
words.
Your dust, chicken. He doesn't know how to
eat
count.
Eat my dust, chicken head. There you go.
Eat my dust, chicken head. I would probably say, hey. Lick all my ass. Then I just walk right out. Lick all.
With your pants down.
With my pants down. The day we go 5 days a week here at BDB Radio Network, that is how I'm leaving this job that I have right now that I hate so much. Lick all my ass. Lick it all. Lick all that ass. All right, then we'll be back.
Yeah.
Lick all my ass. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to participate in the Facebook question of the week, all you got to do is simply follow us on Facebook. Yes. Facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. There's a couple of breaking stories that came out orally. You know, I like to keep in on the trending topics. Ed Sheeran, that
singer,
sexy redheaded. God, there's just no way around it. He's just beautiful. I mean, you just want to put your mouth on them. What?
Whoa.
Is that inappropriate?
It's inappropriate.
DT didn't text me back. Ed Sheeran is facing another copyright suit.
So really? He copied a song?
He copied another song.
He Milli Vanillied it?
For the second time this year, the English pop megastar is facing accusations in court that he has lifted the classic material. Heirs of singer, songwriter, and producer Ed Townsend, who co-wrote Marvin Gaye's 1973 soul sample Let's Get It On, filed suit against Sheeran this week in federal court, says that the Sheeran song Thinking Out Loud, which was co-written with Amy Wattage, a frequent Sheeran collaborator. Was that not one of my songs of the year?
Yes.
I love that song.
No mas.
You still love it, but you just can't say Ed Sheeran wrote it.
I guess not. I guess not. It seems like this has been something that's been going on a lot in the music industry where people are... And my Uncle Vincent is a musician. And he told me one time, long, long time ago, that at some point music is going to hit its limit because there are only so many chord progressions and there are only so many configurations you can do between the key of C and the key of C.
So mm-hmm. is it the music that's being stolen or the lyrics?
It has to be the music. The lyrics of Thinking Out Loud have nothing to do with Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. The lyrics, and the thing is that here's the, and I'll tell you why it's the music, because you can't copyright lyrics. You can't copyright words.
Okay.
But you can copyright music and medley.
I wonder if they could, so let's say somebody's like a certain note on a guitar, so I don't know if it's called note, but anyways, a certain tune.
Yeah.
And then let's say somebody like, you know, they just change their finger a little bit, so it's the same sound, but just a little bit higher. Is that considered copying them, or it could does that be change at all?
It could. If the originator of a song finds that there is a similarity, they have the right to sue. But that goes back to whole music science. I know we're talk radio and not music radio, but music science, where songs are eventually going to start sounding like same. Other songs. Even if one part of a song, if one part of a medley has a riff that sounds like an old song, that if someone still has a copyright ownership of it, they can sue. Mm. And it seems like Marvin Gaye's music is Marvin Gaye. Wasn't they wrapped up in something that had to do with Bruno Mars? And then they went after what's the boy's name? His name escapes me.
Do not know.
Don't know.
I don't know. I can't remember his name. He's a white boy.
Not no, Justin.
No, not Justin Timberlake. Robin Thicke.
Oh, okay.
Robin Thicke. Didn't Robin Thicke just come up? Robin Thicke and that other little skinny little old black dude that be dancing everywhere and wearing them Arby's hats.
Arby's?
What's his name? The black dude, the back producer. Y'all, black producer? We
Quincy
are,
Jones?
We are.
Isn't it Quincy something?
Talking
not
about that,
Quincy Jones.
That guy that sings Green Light?
Yeah, no.
No?
No, not that one.
John Legend?
No, not John Legend, whose lips look like a fish. No, no, no. We are really talk radio people, aren't we?
Yeah.
We don't know dick about music. None of us are going to work for black Mama guy. Rose.
You said a black guy, right?
Yes, he's worked with... We got 300 computers in here, and not one person is Googling.
You're talking about Pharrell.
Pharrell, thank you.
What was I supposed to Google? Black guy.
Black music producer, and I guarantee you, he would have showed up. It's the chord progression, at the timing, and the tempo. I heard Get It On the first time, and I heard Thinking Out Loud. Oh, okay, so that's Lady K's throw-in. Lady K says, I'll read that again, not so choppy. It's the chord progression, the timing, and the tempo of Thinking Out Loud that sounds like Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Or is Lady K just telling me, let's get it on? Where did my voice? Where did my voice go?
I don't know.
Lady K, that was a good tip in. Here's some more cleavage for you.
Well,
all right. Ooh. Pretty soon you're going to have a nipple.
You got a little bit of...
They sell pasties at Target.com.
Hamburger chest there.
I do have a little bit of hair going on. I haven't been to my waxer in a while, Lip. Thank you for noticing. My nipples are perky, too. But anyway, so Ed Sheeran is being sued again, and Macy's is closing another 100 stores.
Well, good for them.
Do people still shop at Macy's?
I actually have gone to Macy's because Macy's has a nice big men, big and tall section.
Are they all half off?
No, they're half on because when you get to the big and tall section, Macy's is where I would go sometimes to get some of my work shirts because they have quite high quality shirts that, you know, if you dry clean them, they last forever. And I'm kind of I'm not sad because, you know, I can always get them at Target
or Burlington
or at Burlington. Burlington is definitely my store.
Is big and tall a size or is it we sell big and we also sell tall?
Big
because
and tall
some
is
big
a,
people aren't very tall.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You.
Set the skinny vegetarian wafer sitting across the console for me. The skinny vegetarian wafer that doesn't know pretty soon.
That looks skinny to you?
Pretty soon. Am I the only one here with an erection? He did tell me when he quit, you suck it, Corey. Yeah, there you go, Orly. All of the female listeners are just passing out. And then your wife's going to be calling me talking about why you got my husband flexing on your show, you little fat son of a bitch. Just like she said last time. What?
Ooh.
Macy's is closing stores. And I think it's just that's just evidence again of online sales.
Yeah.
That's where our bread and butter is. Everything is online now. Oh, so these brick and mortar stores, especially Macy's, and Macy's is always overpriced. It is overpriced. You go in there, you get a shirt, it's like $25, $27. Mm. And that's the big, you know, the larger sizes, you know, but they just got, I guess,
quality
they
though, or is that's, it crap?
The quality is there.
That's just the way it works. I saw somebody on Facebook the other day, a friend, Susie, said she orders, she even orders simple things like, I think she said like toothpaste,
yeah,
shampoo, everything online. Mm-hmm. Cause it's just, she's too lazy. She said, I do. She doesn't have time to go get the stuff.
It's so easy. That's exactly what I do. I order that. My favorite thing to order is that 72 roll of,
toilet paper. You're going to say something else.
I was going to say S tickets. And when that 72 roll of S tickets show up and it's just me and a half kid running around my house most of the time, that's 72. I order those things probably 3 times a year and I never run out of toilet paper.
There you go.
Unless Lip comes over after having a Whopperino.
Yeah.
And then he just blows up the wax ring.
See, I'm that guy that likes to go in a store just to be able to talk to people. I like.
See, that's weird. See, you're that guy that when I go to the store, I don't want someone talking to me. I'm in and out. I'm not going to store to make friends. I'm going to store because I was literally in Target just this week because I had to go to Target to buy an oven rack because of those wings that I posted a picture of on my Twitter. They had
any more left?
No. They were really, really spicy. And next time I'm going to have to cut down on the spice because you got hot sauce on top of chili powder, on top of mustard powder, on top of garlic, on top of fresh
mustard
mint.
You don't like mustard?
No, I don't like mustard, but you can cook with mustard and I'm okay with it because the flavor is not there. But the mustard, the mustard counteract or works with the spices of the pepper. Plus fresh minced garlic or fresh minced jalapeno was also in the sauce. And then the sauce was cooked down. Oh my gosh, it was crazy.
Your
spicy
was hurting yesterday.
My butt still hurts now. It was really spicy. So next time I'm definitely gonna have to cut it down, or I'm gonna have to amp up a little bit of the acidity in the wings to kind of balance that. But I had to go to Target. I totally just had a Food Network moment.
That was Corey's cooking really corner.
I had to go to Target to get one of those oven racks to cook the wings on, because you don't want to cook the wings on a flat surface because then the underside of them doesn't have a chance to get crispy. It stays soggy because then it starts to cook in its own juices. And when you're making hot wings the way that I made them, I could have put them on the grill, but I didn't want to fire up the grill because the grill is in the backyard and I don't go in the backyard in the summer because, you know, that's just the rules of the house. So I put them in the oven and I could turn my oven on because the house stayed a comfortable 79 degrees.
There you go.
Even while the oven was at 425. Boom, bam, baby.
Was it a cloudy day?
No.
No.
No, it wasn't.
So you went to Target.
And I got a wire rack.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that. Because I mentioned I like to talk to people and you said, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for getting me back on track. I go to Target. I'm just in there to get my little wire rack. I'm not going in there to make friends with anybody. I just want to go in there and get what I got to get and get the hell out of there.
I see. I'm that guy that
wants to talk around the water cooler that's still in the box.
I just get bored sometimes. So if some people get happy because you talk to them because they're kind of like, people are rude to me all day. You can tell.
Need
and then
friends.
Some people, I think some people are just that nice person that says, how's your day going? And then I start to talk and they think, damn, what happened?
Orly, you are the most engaging person and you have an extensive list of friends. Why do you feel the need to have to go and engage people at a big box store?
I don't know. Sometimes I just want to go make new friends. New friends. I just want to make somebody's day. Sometimes you say hi to people. There's people on Facebook. Every once in a while, it may be once a year, I say, hey, how's it going? I message or something. Hey, how's it going? And they said, you're the only person that ever says hi. And I'm like, and that sticks with people. And it makes, I'm telling you, when I used to work at a retail store back in the day, people on their first day, I would always say, hey, how's it going? My name's Orly. Oh, nice to meet you. A year later, when I'm friends with them, they're like, did you know my first month, you were the first person to ever say hi to me and talk to me?
That's because everybody
remember that stuff.
Because everybody that you talk to wants to bang you. That's exactly what's going on. Anytime a cute person says hello to somebody, of course, the first thing that you're going to think It's time to get it on. He wants my no-no zone. No, that's what everybody's thinking until they find out that you're married and got two cute, adorable little kids. And then they're like, oh, you suck. And then when they see you 5 years later, they're like, oh, the only thing I can remember about you is the fact that you said hello and the fact that you're married. And I thought we were going to bone.
No, what I do it for is because when you work, when you meet somebody for the first time, they might be the crazy person that's going to come shoot up the place. But if you say hi, they're going to be the first. You're going to be the one they skip. Same thing with bullies. I mean, not bullies, with the nerdy like kids already picked on in school. I was always friendly
with
them.
That was me.
I was always friendly with them because
you were never friends with me in school.
I was. I would always say hi to them because if they came to shoot up the place someday, they're gonna be like, oh, Orly was cool to me. Skip him and go on to the next person.
That is exactly. See, I
think too much, man.
Yeah. your brain is on all the time. I just want to get in and get out.
Even here, you told me on the very first day I was here. Lip's not very friendly.
He's not.
He may be rude to you.
No, I said.
I was always nice to him. Look at now. We're like best friends.
I did not say that. I said that.
We go to the movies all the time.
I said.
We go to lunch together. Yeah, it's all right.
No, because he knows it's going to hurt my feelings. I'm chippy. I told you when you first came here and infested our studio with your vegetarianness, I said it takes Lip a while to warm up to people. He is going to hate you. He's going to cry when you enter the room, but eventually he will be. He's like a 1969 jalopy. You can't just go out into the garage, start it up, and drive it. You gotta let that bitch warm up a little bit. You gotta let the oil start to circulate around the engine. You know what I'm saying? That's how Lip is. Lip is not 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds.
Well, I took that advice and threw it out the window. I gave him a hug on the first day.
Yeah, I gave him a hug on the first day too, and he brought me up on sexual harassment charges,
which is still being processed.
Which are still pending, and since they're pending, I'm going to go ahead and sexually harass you even more because you can't file two. That's Lip sound when he's run out of words. We're at the end of the show. Lip
sound. I can't tell. Our clock jacked up. We might be over 10 minutes.
We have this clock. Orly, you're going to have to Instagram a picture of this clock. We have this clock on our wall that we can no longer see anymore. And
I can see it perfect.
I changed the batteries in it, and now the clock is just impossible to be seen.
It says it's 8:96 right now.
Why is everybody taking a picture of this damn clock?
Because I can see it perfect over here.
So why are you taking a picture of it?
So I have proof that I can see it perfect.
One last thing. We're done. Oh, crap. We're out of time. We are out of time. I wanted to get to that Born This Way thing.
About it next week. We'll say that to offend somebody next week.
I wanted to get there.
Can I go home now?
Hey, Orly. We've already offended most of them. Why not throw in people that are born differently? I apologize. Please send your complaints to Daniel Taylor at don'ttextcoreyblack.com.
He says he listens to the show.
He don't listen. And I don't listen to his dreck either. All right, folks. Thank you so much for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. My apologies to Justin Bieber, but he's making his appearance now starring in Born This Way on the A&E Network. Today's show is brought to you by our new friends at Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Expect more, pay less at Target through the banner ad on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management for corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show. It's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of our show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Fat Guy Radio Show is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or service? Advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now.
Yeah.
Download and share our free new app available exclusively in the iTunes App Store or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/app. for your Apple mobile device or tablet. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they look at you and ask you what is it all about, put down your Whopperino and simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. I'm the Pussy Slayer. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye! I said it again. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloCigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.